Hey guys, welcome to a new Cyclone Fanatic podcast. Today's podcast is a special one. We're going to start doing this. And I've been really excited about this for a while. It is brought to you guys by the Iowa Pork Producers Association. They've been good partners of ours here at Cyclone Fanatic. And I talk about this a lot. I'm a Southwest Iowa kid. When I was a kid on spring break, I would actually go back to Clarinda. I went on a spring break finally my senior year of college, but every other spring break I would shovel pig manure. That was what I did to make some money during spring break. We'd clean out barns, and that was so. I get it, and I have a lot of friends who are back there farming, and we love, you know, promoting agriculture here at Cyclone Fanatics. We're gonna hang out with some pork producers, talk cyclones, learn a little bit about the pork producers. And Dave Moody is my first guest. He is. So, Dave, where are you from? Nevada, Ames-ish?
Right. Yeah, I live between Nevada and Ames. Grew up in Maxwell, so I haven't made it out of Story County yet my life. So,
Maxwell's a good area. I'm in Bondurant. So
yep. It,
right around the area.
Same area, exactly.
How long have you been an Iowa State fan?
All my life. I mean, I like I said, grew up right there and been a big fan.
You're never a Hawk?
I was never a Hawk, no.
God bless you.
I wound up having to go over to a few games because my one daughter went over to that.
Oh, no. How did that conversation go?
Well, it was...
Because I have a daughter, and that's one of my biggest fears. That or marrying a Hawk fan.
Well, she went to the University of Iowa, which was fine. She got a good education.
Yeah.
But she had a lot of Iowa State stuff in her dorm room.
Good for her.
At the University of Iowa.
So. You taught her well.
And she's back in Nevada now, and... Going to games.
Which colors does she wear now?
She wears cardinal and gold.
Wow. So. Now, that's impressive. How did you manage to do that? Because, like, I was the opposite. I grew up, I was born and raised an Iowa fan. And then I was like, you know, I'm going to Iowa State because I really did it for the education. I liked the journalism department there. And the day I stepped on campus, I got rid of all my Iowa stuff because there was something contagious about that campus. I can't really explain it, but I never looked back. That's impressive that she comes back and is an Iowa State fan.
No, like I said, she took some of her Iowa State stuff with her when she went to the University of Iowa. So she really hasn't departed. She just went over there and got an education.
Wow. So, that sounds like a smart girl.
Yeah. Yeah. She's teaching down here in Ankeny, actually,
at
Centennial.
So. Awesome. You must be very proud. You were telling me earlier, because I like, again, because of my background, I only go back to Iowa State until about 2000, 2001. You're a Victor Alexander. Would you say, you told me earlier, he is your favorite Cyclone of all time.
Yeah, he.
What about him?
He just a big guy that played real soft, had great hands inside, and could put that ball up there, and had some really super games watching him play.
Yeah, I always say when I get asked that question, I go Jared Homan.
Yeah, Jared was a good.
Still to this day,
good player.
And because it was when I was in college, and him and Vroman, like when they would play together and feed off of each other, and they'd get a little bit ornery out there, I loved watching those teams. They weren't the best teams always, but like I always felt like every year Fred's team would get to a certain level, and I'd be like, you give them Jared Homan, and they're in the Final Four, because they just needed that edge, right?
Yeah, yep. They needed just a little more.
I like him, and I'd probably put Niang into that category. What about football? Who's your favorite Cyclone football player of all time?
Probably the Davises.
I mean, how do you not?
Yeah, how do you not choose them exactly? They both were great running backs, and
yeah, and they did it all by themselves there for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Troy especially, good stuff. We wanted to do some stuff to promote Iowa pork today, and I've learned a lot about this over the last, I don't know, 7-8 months or so. And, you know, I kind of thought like these like groups, I never really understood like what Iowa pork was or exactly, but man, like the pork industry is massive. And I never realized how big of a deal it was to the rural economy.
Yeah,
in the state of Iowa,
the pork industry is huge. I mean, in Iowa, we're number one producer of pork in the country. Roughly a third of the pork produced in the country is raised right here in Iowa. So lots of pigs, and it's the place to do it. We have the corn and soybeans right here directly. Don't have to ship the feed products far to feed the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And the processing facilities, a number of them are right here in the Midwest. And we can take the manure that comes from the pigs and put back on the soil and provide the nutrients that next year's crop needs. So it's a very sustainable cycle here in Iowa.
Do you have punks like me come on their spring break to clean out your sheds?
We do not.
What's like the modern day like?
I
was underpaid. I can guarantee you that.
Well, I remember doing a lot of what you were talking about earlier as a younger kid as well. But you know, modern facilities they're inside, which in the weather we've had the last couple of days is great. You know, it's kind of tough on the animal being out in the climate, just like it is us, and so. Producers have moved their production inside, and we can provide a much warmer, comfortable environment for the animal. For the most part, the manure then becomes more of a liquid product that drops through concrete slats and is stored below the building, and it's pretty much all mechanically pumped and so forth. So you're not doing all that scooping out into the manure spreader sort of thing that was from many years past.
How many hog farms are there in Iowa? Do you know off the top of your head? I read some stat, like how many there were per county, like 63 or something like that.
Yeah, in a survey that was worked out a year ago, it comes to about 63. You know, there's about, we've got about 4,500 producer members with the Iowa Pork Producers Association here from the state of Iowa. You know, and there's a lot of producers that aren't necessarily members of the association as well out there.
So. Yeah, absolutely. How many acres do you got?
I manage a sow farm that's 350 sows.
Nice.
And then the guy that owns that has a little over 2,000 acres of crop ground. And we work together with a couple other guys as well, so... We're getting over about 6,000 total acres between the three operations.
I wish that I would have just become a farmer like you. I love it. I love the lifestyle you guys live. My brother-in-law is a farmer, and I just like going down. He's down in Leon, that area. You guys are all like my heroes, man. I'm not just saying that. Like I love your guys' lifestyle. You guys are the coolest group. Like all my buddies, and I got a lot of buddies in Page and Fremont County who are farming back there. And it's just like I'd love to come to one of the Iowa pork producer like parties or something, just have a couple beers with you guys.
It is a lifestyle, and you know, it's not just a job that you go to and then you do something else. It's something that you're doing, you know, not 8 hours a day, but all day, especially if you have livestock. I mean, you're...
Yeah, my brother-in-law gets up at 3 a.m. every day.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's part of what we want to do and are responsible for doing is taking care of that animal. And, it's a lot nicer when it's inside now and you don't have to deal with the climate quite as much, but you still have to take care of that animal every day, and there's no way around that.
When the winters are easier, like we've had the last, I don't know, 3-4, I'm not sure the specifics.
Right.
How does that impact what you do?
You know, it doesn't, it gives me more time to go take care of the pigs and I don't have to push the snow out of the driveway.
Yeah.
But,
okay. Is that about it though?
But that's, you know, in our operation, it is all inside and so it doesn't affect us as much. You just got to get to the barn and then you're inside and take care of things.
Dave Moody here is with us now. Dave, you've been with the pork producers for how long now?
I've been a member since early 90s of the association. I went on to the state board. I was involved in the county through the 90s, and around 2000 I went on the state board and ended up serving as president of the association in 2008.
Oh, wow. Look at you. You're the man, Dave.
And have returned to fill in a few spots to the board a couple, three different times after that. So
you're kind of like the utility man now.
Something like that.
They come to you when they need stuff. Dave's our guy we go to.
Or maybe it's because I'm too close to Des Moines and can get called on, which is fine. I mean, I enjoy working with helping the industry wherever I can. I mean, just like talking to you here today, it's great.
Well, I mean, you're going to reach tens of thousands of Cyclone fans today of all ages, and we love educating them. I think it's important that Iowa State, and I think that Iowa State does, but even like our site, we're not affiliated with Iowa State, but we have so many of the fans and young fans. Like, I feel like we all have a little bit of a be who you are. You know, my right. wife's a veterinarian. We're not we don't have lawyers, but like we are one of the top ag institutions in the country. And I just think it's vastly important that we educate people about that and what you guys are doing. What's the best pork recipe you got? I mean, you got to have some great ones over the years.
I like just taking a loin and, you know, various different types of rubs and putting on there and roasting that thing.
You roast it?
Yeah. I mean, the one I really probably enjoy the most is, I don't even know for sure what all's in it. I've forgotten now, but you rub it on there, you roll it up in foil and put it in the oven and roast the thing.
Just keep it simple.
And it's pretty simple and comes out real juicy. Got a little cherry sauce mixed up to put on it. If you so desire after you've cut it, and that's really good. You know, you can't beat grilling an Iowa chop as well.
This is a problem I always have when I travel. Like anytime I try and buy like a pork chop or something like that when I'm in, let's say like we go on vacation in Florida, and we like to rent like a house. We don't like to stay at like a resort or anything because we like to do our own cooking and that type of stuff. It doesn't taste the same.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Some of it's the way they've cut it. I mean, you know, most of the time you get out of the Midwest, you're not going to get a thick cut Iowa chop like you're going to get here. And so,
is it the way they're raised too?
It could be, but for the most part, the pigs are raised in the U.S. the same way at anywhere. There might be a little bit something different in a ration, depending on the area of the country, and that will affect the taste a little bit if something besides a corn soy based diet was used.
Do you ever smoke them? Do you have a smoker?
I haven't gotten into that myself that much. I do have a small smoker on my grill, but
I got into it last year. I'll tell you why I like it. It's a great excuse to stay home all day.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't leave. I'll burn the house down.
That's right.
You know? Hey, will you go and run this errand? Nope. Sorry, honey. Smoker's going. I'll blow the house up if I leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she can't make me go to the grocery store if that's going on, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You get out of those trips. So.
Okay, let's talk a little Cyclones. Keeping up on this year's team?
Yeah.
All the games?
Yep. We got season tickets, and we've had basketball season tickets since I was in school at Iowa State.
So, what's your best game you ever went to? What's the most memorable game for you at Hilton?
The one that LaFesta Rhodes had.
You were there?
Points. Yep.
You were there?
Yep.
Man, see, this is good stuff right here. Okay, walk me through the emotions of Hilton Coliseum during that game. Like, what was everybody? I'd give anything to be able to like relive that.
You know. Hilton Magic is definitely something special, but it was even more special at that time. I mean, the noise level.
You think it was louder then?
Oh yeah, it was definitely.
Why do you louder. Think it was louder then?
Just I don't know. I have not heard it as loud as it was at that time period ever since then. But
man, I've been to some special ones. One that always comes to my mind was the Texas game. It was Wayne Morgan's team. Texas was like top five. And Chris Mim was at the free throw line. I think it was Chris Mim. Maybe it wasn't Chris Mim. No, it was after him. But we beat them. That was like a Stinson Blaylock team, and I remember how crazy that was. I was in college that time. to me, the one that always really pops for me, and it's more recent, so it's hard to not have a little bit of a recency bias, but when the Clones were down like 20 to Oklahoma or whatever it was.
Whatever it was, yeah.
Fred's year.
Yep.
That, I mean, oh, and then you could say it about the Iowa game, I think, 2 years ago too, but Iowa wasn't as good. Like Oklahoma was a legitimate top like 15 team.
Yep.
And I just remember, like, this is what's so crazy about Hilton. And I don't know, I mean, I think Fog Allen probably has it. I'm sure there's some others, but there's not many. Where you could be down by 20. Oh, Naz hit a three, down 17, this game's ours.
Yeah.
And we all think that.
Yep. Yeah, it's special, definitely is. And like I say, there's not, Fog Allen definitely probably is another spot for them. But
have you ever been down there?
I have not.
Don't go.
Yeah.
You don't need to go down there. Got everything you need at Hilton Coliseum. Yeah. Are you, I always like picking fans' brains though, because like, I entered this season thinking that we would not be a tournament team. I entered this season very much like, hey, this is a year where you're going to watch these kids grow up and we'll just enjoy the ride and like you're building for next year. Some fans get very offended when I say that because, oh, that's a loser's mentality. And where were you at in with this team?
I had very little expectations for this team. I mean, like you say, it's a young team. They've got to grow, and they certainly have done a lot of growth. And you know, if everybody's hitting on the right night, we're good.
Well, we saw that against West Virginia last week.
Yeah, exactly. That,
to me, Dave, was one of the most surprising games I've ever been to. I thought the Clones were going to get killed with Babb being out.
Yeah, and I did too. I mean, I thought we're in dire straits here without our point guard against West Virginia.
I actually told my wife before that game, I said, hey, I'll be home earlier tonight. There's not going to be much to write about. Nobody's going to want to read it.
Yeah.
I'll probably just do a podcast and get out of there. It was like, oh, crap, we just won by like 20.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I just think, too, I think Prohm's a good fit for a team like this. I think the one strength he has is, like, we've seen it now 3 years in a row, and I think that it'll prove itself to be true this year. The next few weeks might get a little rocky because the schedule's really rough, but, like, Prohm's teams always seem to peak at the right time.
Yep. Yeah. He'll bring him around here at the end of the season, and we'll be there.
Did you what did you think of the football this year?
Definitely. I mean, I thought we'd be going to be better than we were a year ago, obviously, but was not expecting to see what we wound up with. Again, I think done a lot of growth and had some great games.
I've had some guys who've been around a while tell me that they've never seen anything like Campbell at Iowa State. Would you go that far? Or did you, like, had these similar feelings about McCarney at one point? Or, I mean, I don't know how far back you go with football. Like, who was your coach like when you became a Cyclone fan?
I wasn't as in tune to the football.
Yeah, because we weren't any good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I was when I was in school. You know, Johnny Orr was there and went to basketball games, but I didn't get too locked up into the football until McCarney came around.
Basically. There's a lot of Iowa State fans who had that same story. Yeah. That's why, like, I think if you had to put like a Mount Rushmore for Iowa State, that McCarney's got to be the guy, because even everything they're doing now, like if McCarney's not there to lay the foundation, however many years ago it was.
Right.
I don't know. I've been around. So it's Campbell. I've covered Campbell, Rhodes, Chizik, and Mack. Got to know them all pretty well. Campbell's different than all of them. I liked all those guys in like their own little way. Chizik, not so much. He was not that pleasant to be around. He didn't care for me, apparently, or any of the media for that matter. If you walked into a press conference, Chizik didn't like you.
Yeah.
But Rhodes was great because he was such a home kid, you know, like everybody loved Paul. Like you wanted to be around Paul because he was contagious in his own way. And Mac was like crazy uncle, like really great football mind guy. I feel like Campbell can kind of bring it all together. He feels big time where, you know, like, not that the others didn't, but I just, like, I don't know. I can kind of just sense this bit of momentum that I haven't felt before. I tell people that a lot, and I think that Campbell's got some sort of it factor.
Yeah, I haven't. He's not that Paul Rhodes that's real excited and out there in the community and so forth. So I haven't got a good read yet on him. I mean, I think he's done a great job coaching, but in terms of whether what you've seen or you've had more connections with him,
I
can't reply on that.
He's not the cheerleader that Paul was.
Yeah,
Paul could go out and do a pep rally unlike anybody I'd ever seen. Like, I've seen him at Gridiron Club outings, and like, he would come to our recruiting party that we have every year and start tearing up there because he was so excited. And Matt is just much more, holds everything close to the vest. And but I don't know which one's better than the other. I know that I've been excited about all of them at some point in time. But Campbell, I don't know. We'll see. National Signing Day is coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
All right, Dave. So. Well, is there anything else you want to get out there about the pork industry? I think that I hit a bunch of the outlines here, and a bunch of your colleagues will be around here over the next few weeks as well. I'm looking forward to that. Is there anybody I need to be on the lookout for? Anybody who's certainly ornery or anything like that?
I think you can you're safe with all of them. Dave Struthers, he's going to be here in a couple weeks, I think, and he does a lot more different cooking, I think, and so forth. So I got to ask him about his recipes.
I got the flip chops for you guys at the State Fair this year.
Did you? Yeah.
That was fun.
That's a huge amount of fun. I've spent, 25 years or so on that committee, and
yeah,
really, really enjoyed doing that.
That was a good deal, but the problem I had was, well, nobody knows who I am, so that, like, I was just kind of this random guy in the corner flipping chops, and Ed Wilson from Channel 13 was there.
Yep.
And Ed is a rock star.
Yeah.
Like, anywhere Ed goes. Like, so it kind of just, like, it got me off the hook. I was over there hanging out with a couple of your buddies and having a few beers. It was fun.
Let Ed run with it.
Yeah, just let Ed take care of it.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, I appreciate it, man. This is a lot of fun, and anything that we can do to help spread your guys' word, we're always here. And it's not just a saying, like, we really do care about the agriculture industry. And I got way too many friends and family members who depend on it to, you know, not only feed the world, but feed their kids too.
Yep. No, it's huge to the state of Iowa and so forth. And we appreciate everything you're doing here, and pork producers are trying to do things right to raise a safe and healthy nutritious product for the consumers of the world.
Well, you guys are doing a great job. So thanks for coming in today.
Thanks a lot.
He's Dave Moody. He's a pork producer in the Nevada area. Great guy. He is a longtime season ticket holder for the Cyclones. You guys, I hope you enjoyed this. I'm sure that you did. We'll have a lot more of these here in the coming months on the Cyclone Fanatic podcast. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.